Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I have teenagers at home. I think I've told you, and one recently turned 18, which he was very excited. He did graduate high school, and he was very excited that part of his senior year involved filling out his voter registration form. And so they handed that out in school, and you got to fill it out and send it in. He was very excited, but he came up to me the other day, and he said to me, "Mom, how do I learn about who to vote for?" And I went, I don't have an answer for that. So I thought, let's find the person that does have the answer for that. So welcome, Secretary of State Stephanie Thomas. Thanks for getting up this morning with me.
Absolutely. And good morning, Corey. I love that story. But it's not limited to 18-year-olds, by the way.
You know, you're right. It's not. But I didn't know how to answer him. So where do you learn about the people that you want to vote for?
So it's kind of complicated. One of the resources that I have felt strongly, because other states where I lived, we would get a voter guide in the mail, and it would explain the positions on the ballot, any ballot questions with pro and cons about, like, to help you think about it, and obviously, like, who the candidates are. But we don't have that in Connecticut. But last year, and again this year, thanks to some intern help, so like maybe 18 to 25-year-olds, we put together a voter guide. But for the municipal elections, it's not a guide of every candidate. There's another place you can go for that.
And where's that? Where's that place?
So most people aren't aware. So the Secretary of the State's office is definitely your trusted source for all election information. And we post sample ballots for every town in Connecticut. So once the towns prepare the ballots, and then they send it to us about a week or two before the election, and we, just to make it easy, post them all on our site. So you can see exactly who's on the ballot, so you can do your own research. If there are any ballot questions, so you can do your research. But one thing that confuses a lot of Connecticut voters, we have these positions where there might be six candidates, for example, for multiple parties, and you have to select four, and it doesn't have to be the same party. And people get very confused by those instructions. So looking at the sample ballot really helps you get vote ready. So like you're not leaving anything to chance when you show up.
So I will say that I live in Southington, and so obviously that's where he's going to be voting, that they put out like a little insert in our little paper that we get that they throw at the bottom
beautiful.
Of my driveway.
Yes.
Yeah. And it goes through all the candidates and for what. And then there's a picture of the ballot. Like, I used to bring them with me when I voted all the time so they could get their little sticker. And then I end up buying three boxes of Girl Scout cookies out front, you know, that kind of thing. But
yeah.
They loved it. They loved going. And so they've learned the process sort of, but obviously he's never done it before. So to have a picture of the ballot and know what he's going to expect, it's such a big help.
It is a help, but most people don't know where to go to look for it, and not every town is like Southington. I do say this is one of these things that voters could do. Let their mayor, first selectmen, their registrars, let city government, town government know that this would be incredibly helpful to you, because another like little secret that most people don't realize, our office is not funded for public education. So, like, it's not that we're ineffective at it and letting people know this information, but we have no dollars allocated to it, which is why we're putting together voter guides with intern help, because I think it's so important. In addition to 18-year-olds, you have people who move from another state, voting in Connecticut, very different. This town by town versus county government form of voting. People who don't have English as a first language, they may speak it fine, but have problems reading like the technical language on a ballot. New citizens, there are so many types of people who don't know what to expect, and sometimes it makes them anxious and they don't show up.
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. We're talking to Secretary of State Stephanie Thomas about voting and learning about the candidates that you would like to vote for. Another thing that I find wonderful where I vote, it's quite accessible to everybody. And I know in years past, it's really become a topic of conversation that not all voting places were accessible for people that were disabled.
Yeah, and there are federal guidelines, of course, with the American Disabilities Act. But what I have found is that Connecticut has made a lot of forward steps. There's a lot of accommodations possible, but people don't know about it. So we've been trying to get the word out about that as well. For example, most people don't know about the IVS.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Voting machine that has been in every polling location for many years now in Connecticut. And people say, I've never heard of it. What is it? So it has many different features. It has a touch screen ballot where you can vote for people who have fine motor skill issues. So imagine someone with Parkinson's who can't fill in the bubble correctly on the ballot. Yeah. It has an audio ballot, so if you are blind or have low vision, you can listen and make your selections that way. It also allows you to use a sip and puff if you have another ailment. So there are accommodations available, but people just don't know how to find out about it. So our website, always your first stop, myvote.ct.gov.
I also find that people forget where they're supposed to go or their town has been rezoned, right? So they're like, well, I used to vote there and then I went there and they said I'm not there anymore and I'm supposed to go over here. And I'm like, okay, first of all, check your mail because they usually send you a letter.
They do.
I know. I got the letter. I did. We went from Flanders to Hatton School. I said, I know where I'm going now. And it helped that my kids went to Hatton, so I knew exactly where the school was, but that's where I go to vote now. So if people need to double check where they can vote, is that your website or a town website?
Literally everything about elections you can find on our website, myvote.ct.gov. And I'm not going to pretend it's not easy. Even locations. Early voting is in one location. Your election day polling place is in a different location. if you need to do same day registration, like that can change, whether it's early voting or on election day. So a town referendum might be somewhere else. So if it's a town election, like referenda, your town website is your best place. And most towns also post polling locations. But if you have many districts in your town and you're not sure, it literally takes 3 seconds on our website. If you go to myvote.ct.gov/lookup, you put in your address, and 1 second later, you get your polling places.
And if you're not good with a computer, get some help, because there are plenty of six-year-olds that could help you. They know how to use the computer. Trust me.
Call your registrar. Call your registrar.
There you go. Secretary of State Stephanie Thomas, thank you for giving us all of this great information. It was wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you. And I wish your 18-year-old good luck.
Thank you. I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.